And now, a few minutes with those who would love to share their stories and experience of teamwork and passion to benefit Team Walk for Cancer Care at Lowell General Hospital. Today, we're talking with Tom Kinneman, who lives in North Andover with his wife, Karen. Tom was a very active human, having run 14 consecutive Boston Marathons and 6 Ironman triathlons prior to April of last year, when at that point, Tom, you met with the doctor.
Basically, I got a swelling in my neck and checked with my PCP, my doctor, and he said, well, let's give it a week and see what happens. We thought maybe it was a side effect of the vaccination. You know, some people got swollen glands from that. When it didn't go away, he said, well, let's get a ultrasound, and we can go through the whole list of things, but basically escalating tests, you know, a needle biopsy, and then eventually a CAT scan, a PET scan, and eventually go in there and cut out a little piece and see what's going on.
So, and then what was it like when you had the appointment where you found out?
You know, the first thing is, of course, disbelief.
Of course.
You say, how can this happen to me? I take good care of myself. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I run. I take, you know. But then you realize it can happen to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a question of, well, what's this going to do to my life?
Mm-hmm.
I had plans, like everyone, you know. I was in the middle at work. We were in a big expansion that I was managing. I had a couple of big races planned. I qualified for a world championship in London that I was looking forward to going to. And suddenly it's like, well, maybe these things aren't going to happen.
Right. But because of the care that you got here, you found out that there is a future ahead and there is a way out of this.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things, I can't say enough about the cancer care team at Lowell General. They're just, it's individually and as a team, they're wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've got a wonderful model here. It's a care team that includes not just the oncologist and the radiation oncologist, but also a nutritionist, a speech and swallow therapist,
mm-hmm.
because when you're getting treated for throat cancer, that becomes an issue. A psychologist, you know, a social worker, you know, because no matter how strong you are, you need to talk to people sometimes. And, you know, just having all of those people as resources, and even a patient advocate, you know, somebody who, when you don't know who to call, you just call Kylie and say,
yeah.
Kylie, who do I talk to about this? I'll have them get back to you. And, you know, knowing that you're not lost in a big system that doesn't care. You've got a bunch of people who are kind of wrapping this care around you. And, you know, they said, you're going to get through this. This is a highly curable cancer. Yes, the treatment's going to be hard, but you will recover and you'll get back to your normal life. And that's really what's happened.
I think it's fair to say it's happened because you just ran in the most recent Boston Marathon.
Yep.
How'd you do?
Well, I was about 20% slower than a year ago.
Well, okay, well, that's to be understood.
But I ran it, and I even got a qualifying time for next year, which is not a trivial thing at Boston.
And that's what under 4 hours?
Under 4 hours for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
You know, one of the things I have an advantage of, and it's one of the reasons that I love this whole team walk thing, is that I'm lucky. I've got not only my health to start,
mm-hmm.
but I've got this amazing family, colleagues, and social system around me, all my running buddies and things like that, who got me through this too. And not everybody's got that.
I know.
And that's one of the things that Team Walk does, is that they bring in the things that aren't just what comes from the cancer care team. It's the, you know, anytime I needed, I eventually got to the point where I couldn't drive myself to the therapy.
Okay, while you, right? Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, I was just not in shape to get behind the wheel of a car safely. Couldn't go pick up a prescription I needed. It's like, we'll get it. Don't worry about it. People brought over food. People walked with me when I couldn't run, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It just goes on and on and on, the amount of support I got from my community.
Wow.
Not everybody's got that. I run into people in the waiting room who couldn't get a ride home.
Oh.
They couldn't afford an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of things that Team Walk does. And that just touched me, to think that there's things that the system doesn't provide,
mm-hmm.
that people need. Some people need the heat to stay on.
Right.
They need a ride.
Yeah.
They need somebody's hand to hold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those are the things that Team Walk does that just, you know, you're not going to get that from insurance, and you're not going to get that if it's not built into your life already. Luckily, I only needed a little bit of that, but a lot of people just don't have that. And
right.
That's where we can all, you know, together provide that.
The Lowell General Hospital Team Walk for Cancer Care is happening Sunday, May 22nd from 7:30 until noon. At the Songus Arena at UMass Lowell. Every step you take will make a cancer patient's fight a little easier. To find out more, go to teamwalk.org.